want to do all of this in 1 week, which means a couple of things. Number one, that we're not going to get into in depth some of the latter issues. But number two, what we're really going to do is focus a lot of energy in the beginning on defining the shittos and what the reasons are for them and their applications, and then the rest of it is going to be more or less, this is what, these are the practical details that emerge from it, that again could really be explored in greater depth. Some of them are going to have to come back to an Erev Chazeros anyway, but in any case, Mechitza Grua and Shayara, also known as Shasi Below Erev, Erev Below Shasi. So the fundamental question with which we begin: what is the power of walls that are just made of Shasi, or that are just made of Erev? So I chopped up the Sugya, the Mishnah Tesa from the base, the Mishnah on Hezayinah Abbas, and the Gemara Hezayinah Abbas, Hezayinah Abadalaf, I chopped them up on the source sheet to try to be able to present each of the shittos individually, because you have these four main views in the Gemara: Rabbi Yehuda, his Chachamim, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and his Chachamim. And I wanted to try to break them down individually. We'll see how well that chopped up presentation works. But we begin with the initial Mishnah in our conversation, which is the Mishnah that appears on Tezuah in the base, right at the end of the first parak. Shayara shachansa bebeka v'kifua klei behema. You have a shayara, which we will define as a caravan. Literally, it's a group of people. They camp out in the wilderness, and they surround their camp with klei behema, with the vessels from their animals, meaning vessels, meaning the tools. And that's understood generally to be a geder shel shesi. That's a wall in which all your wall pieces are vertical, and there are small gaps between them, maybe. Metalflin bisocha. So you're allowed to transport within that area. Ubavanchi geder gavasar tvachin has to be tentafah high below your pierces, and your gaps should not be greater than the wall space. And kol pirtashi gezeramos muteros neshik pesach yes mikad aser. You're good if your gaps are up to 10 amos. Basic Mishnah. We've seen the Mishnah before for the latter part of the Mishnah, but that's our introduction to the topic. A shesi only wall, and it makes no restrictions. Doesn't anything about base asayim panui. You can have your shesi only wall. The next Mishnah that we see speaks of using an Arev only wall, and that's in source base. Mishnah that appears on Tezayin Amud base. Mishnah says, Makifesh, as a matter of principle, when I write up source sheets, I generally, if I'm just quoting the Mishnah, I generally just do the Mishnah reference, as opposed to this is a Mishnah on Tezayin Amud base, because it's not, it's a Mishnah in the first parak, or whatever. But here, because it's going to flow right into the Gemara, I was making it for myself and just left it this way. But the Mishnah says, Makifin Shlodja Chavalim Zela Malamizeb, Zela Malamizeb. You would be allowed to surround your camp with three ropes, one above the other, above the other. Ubavad Shaloyu Ben Chevel Chavero, Shlodja Tvachim, as long as you don't have gaps of three tefach in between. And then we get the calculation for how you get to 10 tefach without gaps of three tefach. So Shir Chavalim Ba'ovyan Yeser Al Tefach, the Chevel, the width of the thickness of the rope, has to be a little more than a tefach. The whole thing will be 10 tefach. Makif and Bikanim, you could also use reeds, and this is your shesi vertical wall again. Without a 3 tefach gap in between. Then we get our machlokas. So we're dealing right now with the first machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda versus his chachamim. Bishayara dibur dibur Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says this is a throwback to the previous Mishnah. This is all talking about the camp in the Bika. We assume in the Bika. It doesn't say Bika, but we assume when he says Bishayara, he's referring to the previous Mishnah, which was Bishayara Shachan Sabbika. They're out in the wild. Bachachamim Omrim lo dibru Bishayara Levahova, and the Chacham said no. That happens to be the type of case in which someone will do this, because he's not in town. So he's out in the middle of nowhere. The camp is in the middle of nowhere, so that's what they have to use. But not that it's exclusively going to be dealing with that case. That's in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Yehuda says Shayara specific, like the previous Mishnah. And the Chacham say no, it's for everybody. So the Gemara challenges and says Rabbi Yehuda really believes this, that it's only the Shayara, not a Yachid. And the Gemara asks, "B'shayara in biyachid lo for Rabbi Yehuda." But Tanya Brisa says, "Rabbi Yehuda Omer kol machitzah Shabbos lo itiru liyachid yoser mi base sasayim." Rabbi Yehuda explicitly in a Brisa says, "We don't allow a yachid more than base sasayim, but he's going to be allowed to have up to base sasayim." So this does have some efficacy for him. To which the Gemara answers, "Yeah, that's fine." It quotes Rav Nachman or Rabbi Bar Abaye in a different context, in which they said about Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. What we're talking about here, Rabbi Yehuda says this only works for the Shayara. He's talking about the idea of being allowed to use it and to use as much space as they need. Base Sasayim, though, yeah, that'll work for Yachid also, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Meiri says that Rabbi Yehuda actually permits Shayara even in a Yishuv, not only in a Bikka. Even though the previous Mishnah that we were building on said Shayara of a Bikka, the Meiri says Rabbi Yehuda will allow it for Shayara even and called Sarchan even in a Yishuv. If you look in the edition we have here, footnote 581 notes that that's not in the Gemara, and indeed it's not in the Gemara. But Meiri thinks so. Thinks that this is so. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda's position is that the Shayara is allowed to use it for Kol Tzarcho, and Yachid will be able to use it for Beis Sasayim. Clear? The Chachamim in their position say this is for everyone, and what we're going to see in the Gemara in Yizayin Abad Aleph, when they ask what's the difference between Chachamim 1 and Chachamim 2, will be that they mean it's for everybody in a Bikka, like Rabbi Yehuda. But in Yishuv, it's only going to be for Shayara. That's the idea. Okay. That's the position of Chachamim 1. That's the position of Rabbi Yehuda. I actually made a table here in my notes. I was going to put it onto the source sheet, and then I think I backed out at the last minute because I was afraid I might have mistakes in it. But I think it's right. Alright, it was too late at night for me to think straight. But that's the first machlokis. Then we had our second machlokis in this second mission, and I brought that for you in Gimel, the rest of that mission. Kol machitza she'ena shal shasi v'shal erev eino machitza dir Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda says walls have to be shasi and erev. Otherwise, not a wall. Sounding like shesi alone, no good. Erev alone, no good. But Chacham Omer Echad Mishnei Devarim. The Chacham say, nah, shesi's fine, erev's fine. So the Gemara, picking up after the discussion of Rabbi Yehuda, asks the following: Hey, Chayit, my Rav Nachman, Bitem Rabbi Bar Abaye. We borrowed the statement from Rav Nachman / Rabbi Bar Abaye to explain what Rabbi Yehuda was doing in the Mishnah. Where did they initially say it regarding Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda? Regarding this Mishnah, which presented the view of Rabbi Yehuda, who said only Shesi ve'erev, and they challenged it just like they challenged Rabbi Yehuda. Umi Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Achi. Did Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda really say that? But Tanya Brisa says Echad Yachid ve'Echad Shayara l'Chavalim. Whether an individual, whether a Shayara, it's all the same thing regarding regarding the use of ropes. This is not Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. This will be Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. That whether it's an individual, whether it's a Shayara, doesn't make a difference. Ma ben Yachid l'Shayara, what's the difference? Only that Yachid knows him beis sasayim. Shnayim knows him beis sasayim. We'll come back to that at the end. Shlosh anasu Shayara knows him beis sheish. Divre Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda's position is that a Yachid gets sasayim. Three, they get sheish. And the Chachamim say Echad Yachid Echad Shayara knows him kol tzarchanu b'vad shlo yeh beis sasayim. I know the Chachamim are much more expansive in what they're willing to do, but the point is here you're talking about something that is just chavalim, right? It's not shesi ve'erev. And Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda is willing to give you beis sasayim per person. But you just told me he didn't. So Rav Nachman there said, or Rabbi Bar Abaye said, no, lo nitzricha, meaning the statement that it's not a machitza, I added in those words in brackets, elalite lehen kol tzarchan. The point was to say that we're going to give them everything that doesn't exist. That only exists if you have the shesi as well as the Erev. That was the answer. Only for Kol Tzarcho does Rabbi Yossi Yehuda say it's not a wall, and he doesn't distinguish location. Whether Bika Yishuv doesn't make a difference. We then get the further piece of the Gemara, which I brought you in Dalet. Darish of Nachman Mishum Rabbeinu Shmuel. Yachid Nosin Lo Beis Asayim Shnayim Nosin Beis Asayim Shlosh Anasu Sharav Noslan Beis Sheish, which is what we had from Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara asks, Rav Nachman, what are you talking about? You're following Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda? Shabbos Rabban about this Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda? Hadar Okim of Nachman Amora Alevin. Darish Dvarim Shamati Lefnechem Toz Hein Biyadi. He said, I made a mistake. So he sets up the Amora, right? His speaker, his sheer explainer, who's going to go proclaim his words and say, "I recant." Bram kach omru, but this is what they said: Yachin nosen lo beis asayim, shnei nosen beis asayim, shlosha nasu shayara v'noslen kol tzarcha. He modifies his statement. Once you hit shayara, you get kol tzarcha, not just sheish. To which the Gemara says, "Well, did you really solve your problem?" Right? Resha, where you said Beis Asayim, is Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. The Seifa is now going to be what? Rabbanan. What did you do? If you like the Rabbanan, just follow the Rabbanan. To which the answer is, in Bishum Dekayavu of Bishitase. The answer is, my father, Rabbi Yehuda, didn't recant. So, his position. So therefore, I'm going to support my father in his debate with the Chachamim. I'm siding with the Chachamim in terms of the Kol Tzarchan part in the Seifa. But I'm not going to abandon my father's position as well. The position of the Ritva is that the Ravid the Ritva quotes the Ravid. Others do as well, but the Ritva had a nice, simple presentation of it, which I brought you in source Hay. Now, Ravid's al-Pirish to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Balafarish, to Rabbi Aviv. The Ravid said that he's just explaining the position of Rabbi Yehuda, which...
sort of pshar, is it?
Correct. Which is very difficult to read when you read the Gemara. Because if so, the Gemara shouldn't have said, Reish Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, save Rabbanan, and answered, it doesn't fit. The fact that you acknowledge that Seifa is like the Rabbanan, it's clearly not so. And so the Ritva and everybody else says that's not what the Ravid meant. Umiyu mode Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbeinu being the Ravid, ki Rabbi Yossi cholek hu al aviv v'din shayara. The Habakkuk Ramuch chela hedja. You have to assume that. So he adopted the position of his father on one piece, he did not on everything. So the position of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda is that it's generally not a wall. That's the general rule. However, it'll be good enough that it'll give Beis Sasayim to the to Yachad and Shnayim, and it'll give the Shayara, it'll give Kol Tzarcha. Whereas the Chacham's position is, bottom line, it's a wall. That's the position, is that the Chacham say, indeed, it is. So we give them Kol Tzarcha. We just don't leave Beis Sasayim Panui. They make no distinction of location, and then you get that Gemara in source Bab, the last piece of the Gemara. What's the difference between the first Chachamim and the second Chachamim? Right? Hainu Tanakama. Ika Benau Yachid B'Yishuv. The difference between them will be the Yachid living in, but not living in. That presumes a conclusion. But Yachid B'Yishuv is when he's not out in the wilderness, and I explained in brackets. Dilar Rabbanan Kamo Yeshlo Beisasayim. Right? According to the Rabbanan who disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda, he's going to get Beis Sasayim in Yishuv. Whereas, the Rabbanan Basroi, he's going to get Kol Tzarcho, because we say it's a wall. So that's the set of positions that we articulate. I probably should have just put my table on here, because I think we'll make it a little more clear. I probably should have included it. But basically what you end up with, if I'm understanding the positions correctly, is the following. I'm reading off of my own table. When you're dealing with Shayara in the Bika, everybody except Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says Kol Tzarcha. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says up to six, or Beis Asayim per person, really, is what you're saying. When you're dealing with Shayara in Yishuv, I think it's actually the same thing. And I don't think anybody distinguishes. I think the rule is, Shayara in Yishuv is the same as Shayara in Bika, that Rabbi Yehuda and both of the Chachamim are going to say that it's called Sarchan, and that it's up to six when you're dealing with based on per person, according to the view of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. When you're dealing with Yachid, in the Bika, I think everybody ends up saying Beis Asayim. I don't think there's any. Did you encounter anyone who said differently?
No. I think I did on case two.
What do you mean?
You said that everyone will agree that Shayara in Yishuv you get called Sargon.
Yeah.
I think the Chazanish doesn't say.
Right, so the Chazanish has this one line which he doesn't really explain.
Right, where he says...
Where he distinguishes Shayara and Rabin. Right, Rabin Dan in his Tchumen article.
Right, and the Tikkun Erev also said that.
Yeah.
That understands the Chazanish to say, I didn't see it in the Chazanish.
Like, I saw it in the Chazanish, but I didn't understand what he was doing.
I saw the line they're talking about the Chazanish, but I'm not convinced the Tikkun Erev understands the Chazanish to say that Rabim in Yishuv is not Shayara.
Correct.
And you only get Vav.
Right.
But I'm not sure where they get that from.
Right, they get it from the fact that the Chazanish uses the word Rabim.
Correct. And the Ritva is the opposite explicitly.
Yeah.
And the Chazanish, I understand what they're saying, the Chazanish, but I don't, you also did. Right, it's the same ayin, whatever it is, ayin dalet.
It's ayin zayin, gimel, and dalet.
Right, which I didn't see their deal. I saw why they're making a deal, but I wasn't convinced by it.
I wasn't. Right. Yeah, no, we're on the same page.
Okay, so I'm not totally crazy.
No, I read it and read it and read it and read it and just decided I don't see it. So I think that when it comes to the Yachid Vika, everybody does agree, based on Sayim. When it comes to Yachid in Yishuv, that's where things get complicated. Where Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda say, based on Sayim. Chachamim 1 seem to say nothing. And Chachamim 2 are unclear on this Yachid B'Yishuv thing, which we're going to have to come back to. But I think that's the way it plays out. I think I'm going to put it into my source sheet so that if I ever have a mass to decide I want to come back to this topic, it will be there. If you want, I can send it out to you also. Okay. But I think that's the answer. Yeah. With a caveat about the Chazanish, because I had big trouble seeing what they were saying in the Chazanish. Okay. Good. So that's the set of views that we have. So again, Shayara called Sarchan unless your name is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, or Chazanish. Yachid Bika Beis Asayim. Right? Yachid Yishuv, Beis Asayim, according to the Yechidim and Armachloksen, Chachamim say nothing, Chachamim 1, and Chachamim 2 are unclear. Are we somewhat okay? Okay. That's the hardest part of the shiur, is just figuring out who is saying what. There's a completely different discussion of Shayar that appears on Tzadi Gimel, which my first couple of days looking at the Sukkah, I thought I could even do without. I thought I could skip that whole discussion about the Gimel Karvevos, and then found out that that's actually the big clue in understanding the Rambam, so I guess not. But if you take a look on the sheet at Zion, Amar Rav Yehuda, Shlosha Karvevos Zebet Zad Zeh, Ushnayim Hachitzonim Megufafim Vayimtzai Eino Megufaf. Three Karvevos, one beside the next. The two outer ones are Megufaf, the third one is not Megufaf. What we mean by that is that the third one is smaller than the outer ones. You've all seen the barbell, descriptions. So the point is that the outer two have wall before they hit the middle one. Whereas if you're looking from the middle one outward into the outer two, you just go straight into their space. There's no wall on those two sides if you're in the middle one. You follow? Okay. So Yachid Zev, Yachid Bazeh, and I added in the third of Yachid Bazeh, that's my own addition. Nasa Kishayar of Noslan Kozarchan. In the event that you have individuals in the outer ones and in the middle ones, so they all are considered to merge, and therefore they're a Shayara, and therefore we can give them Kozarchan. Notice we said zero here about any Bika. This isn't a Bika, these are Karfefos. Nonetheless. Vandai, for sure, emtsoi megufaf, ushnayim achitzonim einam megufafim, if it's the middle one, that's the larger one. So it has walls on all four sides with just gaps leading into these two karfevos that are around it. Right? Which car company is it that has the insignia that looks like that? A Ford insignia?
Chevy.
It's Chevy? And it was one of those old American ones. Okay. So the middle one is the wider one. And the outer two are the narrower ones. V'yachid b'zeh, v'yachid b'zeh, and there we have the addition of v'yachid b'zeh. You have 1, 1, 1. Ein nozlim ela b'sheish. So then you only give them b'sheish, meaning one per, one base asayim per person. So the Gemara wants to explore that. What if there's one in each of the outer ones and two in the inner one? Then what are you going to say? In other words, it's 1, 2, and 1. I understand that if it's 1, 1, and 1, we say they don't merge in the case that you just described. That's fine. However, what if it's 1, 2, and 1? Why? Then I could say the following. Ela hachanafki, because if the two in the middle go into this one, let's say the one on the left, tlasahavu, then there are three there. Vila hachanafki, and if they go to the one on the right, tlasahavu, there are three there. And therefore, maybe I should argue they're like a shayara. I'm going to leave into one of the two. Odema chavla hachanafik, vachavla hachanafik, but maybe not, because they could split. In which case, you just have two in each of the outer ones. And let's say that you believe that they could actually split up, and therefore we're going to be machmer, we're not going to consider them like a shayara. In that case, then what if it's two and two in the outer ones and one in the middle one? So whichever way he goes, there are three fundamentally, and therefore I should say let's view them as a shayara. Or maybe not, because he hasn't gone in either direction. We don't know where the shayara would be. And the answer is, we are mekel. Go leniently. Now, on this Gemara, as you no doubt saw, Rashi says in source in Ches, Shalash Kafim Zebet Zazeh, Kigon Shayim Alchin Baderech. They were traveling on the road. Vikipu Shalash Kafepos Ledira Bemechitz Lashal Shesi. And they created walls that were just of Shesi, Kigon Shalkanim, O Shalher, Kigon Chavalim. They made these inadequate Shesi only or Arab only walls around this in a Bika. So, in other words, it is an extension of our discussion regarding the status of a Shayara. They're just discussing it from the perspective of what creates a Shayara, as opposed to our earlier discussion, which was what do you do if you have a Shayara?
Right.
That's the difference. So the fundamental question we have to ask is, what's wrong with these walls?
Yeah.
What's wrong with having walls that are only Shesi or only Arab? What is all the fuss about? So I like the Aruch HaShulchan's formulation, even though you can see the same idea played out much more tersely elsewhere, like the Meiri. Nonetheless, the Aruch HaShulchan takes time to write it out, and I found it beneficial. If you take a look in Tess, Kevin Halach LaMoshe MiSinai, the Chachamim begin with Tefachim Kalavu Dami. Since the rule is Halach LaMoshe MiSinai that love works, in Kain Hamachinza should Tzvicha Liyos Gavoy Yud Tefachim Mecholim LaAsos Hayidei Levudin. So therefore, you could create a wall that has a bunch of Lavud gaps and create a 10 Tefach wall that way. Behind LaAmid Kanim Gavoy Masara, right? You can make it with reeds that are 10 Tefach high. V'Chokana Yeroch Meshani Pachos Migimol Maat. Each one has a gap of a little less than 3 tefach between it and the next one, and that is Shesi below Arab. And then he says you can do the same thing with ropes. I won't bother walking through it word for word. You understand what he's saying. So therefore he says, Halacha Moshe MiSinai, you have lavud, and therefore you have your wall, and you're happy. Second paragraph, Umikomakum Amru Chachamim, the Afal Gap, the Minatara, Havi Machitas Gemuros, Mikomakum Midrabbanan, Osir, Letal, the Melchitas, Ke'ilu, Biosi, Beis Asayim. Midrabbanan, we don't want you using these for more than Beis Asayim. Kemosha Hasu, Bikar Faithos, just like in the case of the karfif, meaning the karfif that was not hukaf ledira. Ah, however, the karfifos asru mitam she'ena mukafos ledira. With the karfif, the issue was it's not for people to live in. But kan asru afila mukafos ledira. Here, I don't care if you plan on living there. If you want to holich baderech, what's a lishbos baderech, right? Where you wanted to make that your resting place for Shabbos. For real, for yourself, not because you're guarding something outside of it. Right? Minotelo ahalo. He's giving you every detail that we discussed back in Hukaf Ladira. Right? Hukaf, you've got all of your issues satisfied. Nonetheless, we don't like it. Why? End of that paragraph. It's because these aren't great walls, which we'll see is Rashi's Shita. Uklala Devarim Kainhu, because this is the rule. Shachachamim Asru Kol Min Hekif She'enu Doma LeHekif HaChatzer VeHabayis. Shachachamim did not like an enclosure which doesn't look like your standard yard/house. Hey, whether because they weren't enclosed after the house was opened, right? You didn't have Pasach Lovas Ochukah, the heck of like the discussion, or because the walls are bad walls, which is the case here. Because if we were to allow people to carry in a large space like this one, they won't make any distinction between this and a real Carmelist, because that's why people look at this. Right, people don't see this as a rishus hayachid. We view them and we include them as a carmelis if they are more than base sasayim. Got it? That's the issue. The mechizos gruos are no good because people will not view this as a rishus hayachid. However, he says it's still not a karkish lokof ledira. That's his last line. Because in the current faith, luhuta v'shum panim yosi beis asayim, mechitzas elu hitiru l'shayir l'tal ta b'chula af b'gedol l'harbe. Not to mention the idea of beis asayim per person. So the so he says that's a difference between this and Karvi, but that's the position taken by the Aruch HaShulchan to explain what is going on here. So why are we giving beis asayim per person?
One of the things you talked about when you gave Karvi.
Yeah.
Is the machlokes amongst the Rishonim whether the lack of gira is a psul in the lack of gira, or it reflects on the walls?
Right.
Or the walls are not ledira, but that once you start blurring them,
right,
you say that gira always affects how you view walls. Right. This makes a lot of sense.
Right.
Right. Which is what I could think of the suggestion. Right. Once you think those are all connected, so
right,
all connected.
Correct. I'm actually going to be invoking that also because the machlok is malanachas on the sneus, which is that discussion.
Right.
So the question then is, though, why are we giving them base asayim per person? Right? The Aruch HaShulchan has a fundamental problem. He just told you, so we treat it like a karpev shenu hukaf ledira, except that we give you more space. So the only thing I can say is what I saw the Rashba say in the middle of his discussion about the Raifed in Source Yud. The Rashba writes, Asuya Shasi Ve'er Ve'in Matzirin B'yachar Ala B'shayara, right? The meaning Shasi or Erev, really. He throws in this idea that, well, since you were show based there, therefore we would give it to you. And Rabbi Yossi Yehuda will say it even if it's not Hukaf Ladira.
This is the same. This is the same idea. From Mekilu B'Shayara.
Yeah.
That, this is why, because you were Shabbos.
Because you're Shabbos B'Socho. He continues. Ulo Rabbananami came and changed Shobsin B'Socho. No Zim Kol Tzarchan Ben Liyachah Ben L'Shayara. That's the reason for the leniency. Because you're Shobos there after all. Ulo Amru Karim B'Sasai Alam Yishayeno Shobos B'Socho. That's a wild idea.
Yeah. I just set up Shabbos and I get this going on.
Yeah.
I mean, though, at some level it makes sense, because you are living there, so it is, at some level, ledira, that's the point. It's like it's not really, but it is, like you're living there.
Yeah, but according to that, we should have said this when we learned in ledira. No one said this.
Correct.
It changes, it changes the entire perspective there. We assumed that we were talking about a place that was set up to guard the space outside of it. And even though you are sleeping there and you consider it your dira, you don't count. He's telling me it's not true. I find that to be remarkable. Okay. So, what is it that's wrong exactly? So Rashi says, as we saw the Aruch HaShulchan say, that these are mechitzos geruos. Right? These are simply inferior. And I brought you one of the Rashi's on this. Says, I know it may. It's called Mechitzos Shabbos. Bahanoch Mechitzos Ru'uos, Shein Deshesi O'e Rekam. He calls them Ru'uos. Ru'uos suggests things that are faulty, flawed, doomed to collapse. And he explained, as we saw in Tzadik Gimel Manal, that was the case in the Karfeith as well. The Gimel Karfeithos. The Rambam, as you, I hope, went through.
Shayar Rav.
Sorry?
He calls Shayar Rav.
Yeah, he used the word Ram for Shayara, so there. So he has no distinction. Thank you. So I'm assuming you spent some time on this Rambam problem. you know, in the course of your hachana, so this is already old hat for you. If anyone is actually listening to the video who has not been in this sugya, you can turn it off now. All right. But the Rambam says that it isn't about the walls themselves. Rather, the walls are a symptom of your intent. That's the issue, which can be represented by the walls, but also by being in a mikkah, or by having Beis Asayim open. There are different ways to symbolize the fact that this isn't really Dira. That's the way the Rambam understands it. Evidence that the Rambam does not care about the makeup of the walls. So I brought you the entire Rambam section here, even though we're not going to be using all of it at the moment, just to have it all in one place. So if you take a look in Yud Beis, it's Rambam Chashavas Perek Tes Zayin. First of all, in Halacha Yud Beis, he says Yachid Sheshavas BeBikava Asa Machitza Saviv Lo. He gives you the law of the individual in the bika who makes a wall, and he says if he adds up to Beis Asayim, he can carry the whole thing. Well, Beis Asayim only gets four amos. If there are two or three of them, they're going to get Beis Asayim. If they're a Shayara, then they can get. He says the entire discussion of all the rules without ever mentioning that the wall is just Jesse or just Erev. It doesn't interest him at all what your wall is made of. Right? If you jump to Yudalit, Shlosha Makamos Hamukaf and Shlosha Indira, the Gemara from Zadi Gimel. Right? The three side by side that either look like the Ford emblem or like a barbell. Right? He goes through the entire discussion. He's not going to say a word about walls of Jesse or walls of Erev. And then jump down to Yud Zayin Yud Ches, right, where he's dealing with mechitzas that are paros, move it all made omed ruel aparos, and he says, "Vamed the Rambam urim bezman shapirtzas mishlosha tefachim ulamala, avalam hayu apirtzas kopirtzas mchusa mishlosha reizu muteres." He says, "If you build a wall in which each pirtza is less than three tefach, so then you're fine. You're using lavud and yud ches. He gives you how this could happen, and he gives you a wall that's shasi or erev. Harisha hikim pekanim ve'im ekanach haver shlosha tefachim. If you did a shasi wall, oh shikim bechavalim, or you use ropes ve'im bechaval haver shlosha tefachim, and there's no gap there of more than three tefach. Harei zo mechitza gemura ava pishi shasi below erev or erev below shasi." He says, "I don't know what in the world you guys are all upset about. This is a full blown wall. Love it works." That's Rambam doesn't care whether it's all Shasi or all Erev, and the shear's over. The evidence that the Rambam cares about how long they plan to be there, on the other hand, is very interesting. The Rambam in Halacha Yudalit brought the case of the Tzadi Gimel, right? And he mentioned nothing about their wall makeup. So then why is there any discussion of Shayara at all? The answer has to be, it's because they're their temporary residents. The Bris Avram in Arachayim Chavalef, and thank you for finding the Tshuva for me so I don't have to dig it. But it's on...
There's like 55 different Bris Avrams. Yeah. Yeah, okay. You have to figure out which one it is.
Right, if you want, I can say the Hebrew books link. The Bris Avram, dealing with a practical case for a city. It wasn't Pressburg, by the way, like Peshawar. But he said, he asks, why is it that the Rambam in Tezai and Yudalid, regarding these three spaces that are adjacent, right, and counting them as a Shayara, why doesn't the Rambam mention the limitation of not having Beis Asayim Panui? Why did the Rambam mention it there? And he quotes you the Magid Mishnah. Take a look at Yud Gimel, where I brought you the Magid Mishnah. Magid Mishnah writes, quoting the Rashba, because of a Rashba cell, Kishnuslim Kotzarchan Be'ezim Akam Shiyutu Bachelay Beis Asayim Panui Mikalim. Right? When we say give them called sarchan, we require that it not have open space. Ukshem yachidim, no se besislav chacham komo, as you know. Kedibur Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu lo hizkir mekan, ubevav shaloye besasayim panu mekelim. The Rambam, when he discussed these three spaces, did not say anything about not having an open besasayim. Vagam begamara lo nizkar. The Gemara didn't either. And the Makid Mishnah says, v'yesh lachalek velomar, shafilu besasayim panu bekarfefal shekvar hayu mukafin. No Islam called Sarchan. He says, you know why? Because the case of the three adjacent areas was where they were already enclosed. And since they're already enclosed, they're not temporary. That's the Bris Avram's point. I didn't retype it from the Bris Avram for you on the sheet. But he says, that's why in Yud Beis, right? If you go back to Halacha Yud Beis, where he talked about Yachid Sheshavas Bebeka, he made the point of not having a Beis Asayim Panui, because that's where the Yachid is now creating the Mechitza. He's making it now. Right? As opposed to in Yudalit, where it's already walled in. and it's already enclosed for Dira, and therefore the specifics of the wall are irrelevant.
But he says it's Mukafin Shalola Shemira.
It's Mukafin. Well, that's it. No, I'm saying it's arrived by dint of the fact that he's creating it now for temporary use. What are you looking at?
In your Dalit.
In your Dalit. Yudalid, he says, it's Mukaf and Shalola Shem Dira. Right, but nonetheless, it's an ongoing thing. You're right, that it's Shalola Shem Dira, which is a funny term to throw on it.
Right, it doesn't make sense. His whole sheet is about it being...
Right, the Magid Mishnah seems to focus on the fact that it's already enclosed, ditto the Bris Avram, ignoring the fact that it's Shalola Shem Dira.
Right.
Correct. Now, what is the Rambam's reason for emphasizing the temporary character? Why is that what the Rambam is interested in? So the answer, first of all, is Tzadi Gimel. Because Tzadi Gimel itself, as we saw, didn't specify any type of mechitza when it dealt with the three adjacent spaces. That's number one. Number two, the Bris Avram writes in our Chaim Chafal that we just saw, he says the Rambam follows the position of the Chachamim who permit the Yachid and the Yishuv to have called Sarcho, which goes back to the question that we still have to discuss of what the status is of a Yachid and a Yishuv, according to Chachamim 2. We're still going to come back to that. But the Bris Avram believes that the position of the Rambam is that the Chachamim will permit the Yachid and the Yishuv to have Kol Tzarcho. So if you're going to permit the Yachid and the Yishuv to have Kol Tzarcho with these walls, clearly these are walls. Right? How in the world did you give him Kol Tzarcho otherwise? So it must be a Mechitza Gemura. Based on that. The Aruch HaShulchan also quotes you a Tosefta. I brought you the Aruch HaShulchan in Yudalit. I quote you the Tosefta, which says, Shayara Shasharsa Betel Gavo Yutfachim, Ubeneka Amok Yutfachim. Right? It's on a mound, Tentavah high, in a ditch that's Tentavah deep. And we say that just make sure you don't have a base asayim panui. Right? What better wall do you want than being 10 tefach higher than the area around you or 10 tefach below the area around you? Your walls are fine, and yet we're still emphasizing not to leave a base asayim panui. So clearly there's something about the way you are living there, not just the walls themselves. And he continues to prove it from the Yerushalmi, which discusses this and asks whether for the Rabbanim there's a difference between Yachid and Shayara, and it answers from that Tosefta. Note as well that when we discuss the whole issue of Hekef Ladira, this is where I come back to Mechitzas Lenachas. Remember the Rambam and the whole discussion back in Tezayin Tesvav? Right, the Rambam writes, if you go back to Yud Beis, we met Halacha Tesvav. The Rambam wrote, Kol mechitza she'ena asuya, she'ena yechol lamod ruach mitzuya, eina mechitza, has to be able to stand in a common wind. V'chol mechitza she'ena asuya lenachas, eina mechitza. If it's not lenachas, it's not a mechitza. So we had a problem, because our Gemara's edition said that asuya lenachas was not a mechitza. Right? It was not eina asuya lenachas, he's backwards. So the Magid Mishnah at the time answered that that's not the way to the Rambam read the Gemara. The Rambam's edition of the Gemara was Mechitza Asuya Lenachas Ulisnius. And that the point is whether you intend to be there or you intend to move on. So that's another basis for this. The Bris Avram makes the Rambam fit with his Rebbe the Rif, because the Rif quotes a statement that doesn't appear in our Gemara. If you take a look at Tesvav, the Rif has Darsh of Nachum Mishum Rabbeinu Shmuel Chatzar Shet Lashmish Shala Avir Ve'ena Mukeva Shesi Ve'erev Ela Shesi Below Erev Oer Below Shesi Yachid Notim Lo Beis Sasayim. He says that if it's Tashmish Shala Avir and Na Mukav Shesi Ve'erev, it's the only given Beis Sasayim. That's the quote in the Rif. So Bris Avram notes that's very strange. Right, Tashmish Shala Avir never works for more than Beis Asayim. I don't care what your wall is made of. And it's even worse for the Rambam, because as far as the Rambam is concerned, we don't care about the Mechitza at all. So Bris Avram suggests the Rambam will read the Vav as or, not and. Either one is the issue. Although presumably he'll still have to say that where the wall is a deficient wall, the problem is still the temporary character of the way you're living there, not the wall itself. The Aruch HaShulchan says something similar. I'm going to skip it in the interest of time, but the Aruch HaShulchan is really saying something similar in terms of explaining the Rambam in Shin Samach. As all other piece also about whether these walls are viewed as being like Omid Murubala Parutz, or whether, or like, and the relationship between this and Pasei Biros, if you take a look at Rav Avidan's article in Tchumen 8, you'll see he has a discussion about it. But I had such trouble with things he was saying in the article that I didn't even go there. But look there, as well as Mishnah Berurah Shin Samach Gimel, regarding the Omid Rubel HaParot's issue of Mechitza Grua with the Gaon Yaakov. Okay, so why are we more lenient for a Shayara? The Aruch HaShulchan says the Heter for the Shayara is simply to avoid making things unbearable for them. And the way we get three is, he talks about Rabin being three when you're dealing with a Zava, right? Yamim Rabin, fine.
And we saw this in the when we were doing Mavoi versus Chatzer.
Yes.
Right. The people just said, well, it's just like Shayara, we're more makeup for Rabim.
Right.
Right. We didn't look into it that far, did we?
No. That was their point.
It's
right?
the same concept.
That was what they said. They proved from Shayara that we're just more makeup.
Right. The other question is, what's the difference between Bika and Yishuv? So the Mishnah Berurah takes the position that Bika is more. Did I bring it on here? It is Yud Zayin. Avil the Yachab Yishuv Rotz Lomer Afshe BeYishuv Yochal LaHasig Mima Lasas Mechitza Tova. He says in the Yishuv we might think to say to the guy you can find good materials. And yet we're making a lot based on Zayin Kol Shkedev in the Bika. So in other words, we're making in the Bika because the materials aren't available. And the Chachamim Basra are going to be lenient even in Yishuv. But based on the Rambam, it seems like Yishuv should be more lenient, right? Because it's the one that's more like Dira.
Are you saying, regardless of your intent, is the circumstance?
Well, that is what Rambam says. Mr. Brewer is explaining Shulchan Aruch, and Shulchan Aruch comes from Yudah.
Right.
I mean, that's basically what the Avin Ezer points out, right. Or the Kamital points out, is that this is, the Machlokas, Rambam, and Shulchan Aruch, essentially, is essentially just the fundamental Machlokas between the Yehuda and the Gemara, and these various
versions
of the Chachamim, whether this is about Yeshuv or it's about the quality of the wall.
Correct.
Once you reject quality,
you could, Rashi Rambam, you could do whatever you
want
with it.
However you want to read it. But the way it says a halacha is Shulchan Aruch takes one strain in Tanayim.
Right. And there is one tack that I've seen that tries to actually say that Rashi and the Rambam are not fighting. But I found it so difficult to work with that I just left it. Okay. Specifics of these walls. First of all, how big a gap makes these walls a problem? So this I found the Chazanish actually answered the question. The Mishnah Berurah says if the walls are less than three tefach apart. I brought in Yud Ches. Right? He's just presenting the case. That's the case because he's talking about the Lava issue. The Sharad Siyun, commenting on it in Yud Tes, says that's the Magen Avraham. As opposed to if they're so close to each other, we will say,
I assume
well, that's the question. He says if they're really close together, then I don't care about the fact that they're Shasi itself. So Nesiva Shabbos, hang on. Nesiva Shabbos in Tes Vav Ha'ara Mem Dalet says, I don't know how much of a hefsek will create the problem. I think hefsek kol shu. The Chazanish says, no. He's like he's in pain. The Chazanish in Ayin Zayin Gimel says, it's only an issue if the wall itself is Parutz Meruba, and we are relying on Lavud. Once your wall is majority solid, the wall is considered to be chassis ve'erev, even if it's all chassis or all erevs. It doesn't make a difference.
Which I think is so compelling as to nullify all that's been said in the circuit before. But whatever.
But that's his. The Bir Alacha notes that this is Shabbos, that this is only a concern if the walls in general are of this. If you have three good walls, and this is your fourth wall, then you're fine. And everybody takes this as a
right, but the Chazanish said that's even two walls, which I think is also, right, which makes a lot of... The Chazanish says if you have two
good walls... If you hold that you only need three walls...
Right, but even not, meaning... Mishnah Berurah says you need three plus one Mechitza Grua. The Chazanish says you need two, right?
Right.
As a Chazanish, which makes sense. So then it's Rov, right, good wall, plus two walls, which are...
Right. What if there's a cross piece? right? That's the classic question you saw, no doubt, you know, discussed. The prima gaudium is uncertain, where you have a cross piece along the chassis wall. So if you take a look at...
There's a little confusing, the word, the prima gaudium that Rav Amital quoted, it sounds like he was on top.
Right.
Is that the same?
That's what I mean when I say cross piece. Okay. I just mean a piece that's running horizontally as opposed to vertically. Take a look at Chav. But yes, he does. V'yesh lomar, ha-gruyusa shasi v'lo erev, o-lehivuch ha-kol she-yesh shasi v'erev, yesh lomar, ha-filu not kanem pachas mikim al-tfachim, v'kana achas v'rosham, explicitly, right? Levad erev, ha-v'machitim al-yeh. He says, if you do a bunch of reeds, and then you have one reed that's lying horizontally at the top, that's good. And it'll be good even if more than and so too if it's all ropes right across. I don't know if it's with lattice or something else. Lattice. Where they just have four poles, maybe that works. And he says, I'm not sure. Now, how he went from Vitzarech Iyun to the Sharat Ziyun is a really good question. Sharat Ziyun quotes him, who says, V'ayim prima gaudium simen shin tzamok gimel, shemitzadeh, d'mechitza shol shasi, v'asa kanachas amalo chabrakadim, havi tchila mechitza, umutar afilu yosei beisasayim. Mitzadeh, it sounds like he thinks that, yeah, you can do this. Which, when you read the prima gaudium, doesn't sound that way. And the Kavachayim says the prima gaudium was unsure. But if you have two or three, it's for sure fine. The Chazon Ish says, you got to be kidding me. He says, every mechitza that is all ropes has to have supporting poles somewhere.
Right.
God, let's even invent some new way to do this.
We were discussing the magic.
Force fields.
It was a great piece of the Chazon Ish. He's like...
Tell me something. How do things work on your planet? He said it's not even a serious hockey.
Maybe on the moon
you
can get this, and I hover on it.
So,
the Chazon Ish really was, like, he hated, but everybody else said it. Just like,
so, Rav Amital, in his article on military camps surrounded by barbed wire, right, which I sent out, says that the answer to the Chazon Ish is that you don't have poles at the corners. I quoted it in Chav Beis. He says, Lafi Ani is Naiti, Ein Makach Mishum Pircha, De Ripi Megadim. He says, you could say that when we say it's no good, that's talking about where your posts are at the four corners. Such that each one is actually supporting two sides. So that the poles are not within the mechitza, by which I think he means, if you look at any given wall, you're not going to see a supporting pole. That's what he's getting at.
Isn't that what prima gaudium is suggesting maybe would work?
That's what the prima gaudium is suggesting. Yes, and so as I was reading it, I was wondering also. I think the prima gaudium is saying that you'd actually be fine with that.
Right.
So I think Rami Tal is saying maybe that's not what the prima gaudium means, or alternatively he means michutz. This is what I wasn't sure Rami Tal meant, whether he meant just four, he meant four, you know, like outside, like the pole is actually outside the makom you are being.
That's what you thought, that's what chutz meant, but I didn't understand how that came through, other than thinking like, well, that would help him.
Yeah.
But it doesn't...
I mean, the Chazon Ish is... whatever. Either Rav Amital's qualification of the prima gaudium makes sense, or the Chazon Ish is right.
And which is hard to accept, because that means that nobody actually thought this through. He also saw it in the language of the Chayei Adam, Mem Ches Aleph, which I looked at, and frankly had the same problem understanding the Chayei Adam. As a side note also, just a complete side note on this, the Tosef HaShavas notes that the Gemara has a preference for all Shesi over all Erev. Right, because the Gemara says it works for Shesi, and dealing with Omen Ruvel Parot, it says it works for Shesi, and it asks, what about Erev? And the Tosef HaShabbos in Hay discusses that, and maybe the reason why is because Shesi is more like the way people set things up, especially if there are no supports on the Erev. But yeah, okay, fine. So when we get to the Sifrei Halacha on the powers of these walls, the poskim do all tend to follow Chacham and Basroi, as we saw in the Rambam, the Rosh and Erev and Aleph Chav Gimel, the Rambam and Chashabas Tezayin Uches, ditto in the Tur, and frankly, ditto in the Shulchan Aruch. He thinks he's following them also, and I brought it for you in Chav Beis, but then Chav Gimel, but I'm not going to go through it right now. But he's found Chacham and Basroi also. The Machlokis is simply, what do you do with Yachid and Yishuv? that's that debate, which we've mentioned already once or twice. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch both say, they both begin by saying it works for the Yachid up to a Beis Hasayim and a Bika. Right? That we're good with. The Bris Avram assumed that the Rambam is saying that if they're in a Yishuv, you get called Zarchov. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that's not the way to take the Shulchan Aruch. In Soras Chavdala, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Yachid Shabbos Bika, who had din dafilu makom Yishuv gamkin mutaraz Hasayim. Right? The Ugila Kaman in Shinsav Beis Hei, which I brought you in Chav Hei, where the Shulchan Aruch does indeed write, Bakol Osim Mechitza. And he gives you Mechitza that's just Erev and that's just Shasi, and he says, Mudr Ad Sasayim Afilu Yachem Yishuv. So the Mishavur is right. It's not like there's some other way to read the Shulchan Aruch. That is what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. And that's also the strong view of the Tosefta Shabbos Aleph. The Olah Shabbos disagrees. But it makes sense. And the Shulchan Aruch's read is that these walls are garua, like Rashi. So I think it is fairly clear.
Yeah. The Rambam, in the end, has no category of just gross.
Correct.
Right.
It's dira garua, basically.
Right, and Shulchan Aruch does.
Right. Correct.
Right, okay.
How do we define unused space? So, I thought about reopening the Gemara on this, decided not to. I just brought you the one line in Chav Vav. Mailav panami adam, lo panami kalim. Finished. No kalim there. However, the Bris Avram notes that the Rambam's language is actually broader than no kalim. Right? I brought it for you. I reproduced the Rambam here in Soras Chav Zayin, where the Rambam doesn't just say panoi from Kalim. He writes, Im nishar beis hasayim panoi below Kalim, vilo hayud srichim lo. And there's no need for it. So the Bris Avram notes that in Archaim Chafalov and says, it's only if it's panoi lelo tzorech. And that gets used in the military camp discussions.
Right.
Because they have spaces that are open, but they're open because you need them to be open. So that's another tzadlaka for the military camps. Okay, defining a shayara. So who counts for shayara? So I brought the Yerushalmi in Chav Ches, who says, Ein shayara pavas mishlosha, ein ha'akum mashlim b'shayara. The akum does not count. Katan maushi yashlim b'shayara. What about a katan? In a true Yerushalmi fashion, it then moves on to another topic. It loses interest. That's it. We asked the question. Good. So the Rambam, first of all, on the topic of the non-Jews, the Tosefet Shabbos in Shin Samach Zion says, yeah, but Karaites and Mumrim are fine. He said, we only excluded non-Jews. How he understood that means Karaites and Mumrim are fine is a good question. He even goes so far as to say a Mumr ben Mumeres is fine. They all count towards the three. You may not want to do an Erev Chaseros with them. That's our next discussion, but that's a whole other issue. The question really is, why is the Akum out? Which is a good question in its own right. Is it because we don't want to encourage you to create it with the Akum? Part of the general discussion about what we discourage the Yisrael from living among the Akum being influenced and so forth? I don't know. We don't get any statement.
Right, that was what the Yeshua's Yaakov tried to suggest, right? That it's...
Oh, that was his reason? I didn't
know.
No,
not that. What Yeshua's Yaakov says is the reason the heter is we give the heter to three in a shayara because we don't want to be mashriach three when they have to carry. But a guy has no issue to carry. So if it's a kula for people who need to carry, so then if one of them is a guy, it doesn't make any sense. But then he says, what about a katan? So he says, katan, what's the safek? The suffix is because we pass. The suffix depends on whether you pass.
Right. Well, you know. Let me do katan first, and then.
Right. Well.
Yeah. Anyways. So the position of the Rishonim and everybody except is that the akum does not count. What are you going to do when you're dealing with the katan? So again, the Rishonim just left it as katan mashiach l'mishar and asked the question, and that was it. The Rambam writes ena katan mashal l'shayara. Doesn't work. So Magid Mishnah comments and says, "Mashkasa Rabbeinu Beira Katan Mashal B'Shayara B'Yerushalmi Kach Isa." And he quotes you the Yerushalmi Adkan, "Rabbeinu Pasak V'Hachri B'Katan V'Kol Shkei B'Nachri," sounding as though like Nachri was in some kind of a suffix too. But that's what the Magid Mishnah says. He excludes it. The Avodas HaKodesh says, I personally believe that the Katan counts, but there are those who shall be named Rambam, who say not to, and you should be choshesh for their position. That's the Avodas HaKodesh. The Beis Yosef says, I don't understand what he's thinking. Lo yadati, lama, da kaimala kinibriya meka be'eruv. In certain parts of Arab, anyway. He says, we should be going lakula with this. I don't understand why this is an issue. So says the Beis Yosef, and that's why he doesn't cite the exclusion, in fact, in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch does not exclude the Katan. The Aruch HaShulchan says they don't count in Shin Samach Gimel, and he also adds in Chirish and Shoda, and says they don't count also.
Right.
Does that fit with the Yeshua's Yaakov?
So the Yeshua's Yaakov says, he says the reason the Yerushalmi made a safek is because he thinks if the heter is based on we give heter to those who can't carry without an eruv, the heter went to carry within the shayara, so katan is in a weird middle category because the katan is not chayiv mitzvos. He says the Yerushalmi paskins in general the katan ochel nevelos is ein bezim mitzvah l'hafrisha. So he says if ein bezim mitzvah l'hafrisha means the katan can carry. Katan can carry, so yeah, you think it's just a head there to those who can't carry, so the katan can carry.
That's interesting. I wish I had taken the time to see that.
And therefore he says, since the Bavli paskins that bezim mitzvah l'hafrisha, at least by Shabbos, therefore Shulchan Aruch paskins that katan literally can carry for katan.
I like that. I wish I had taken the time on that. All right.
It's a clever piece in the issue with Yaakov.
Okay. There's a discussion about a single woman in this. Langer, in his Erevin, brings it from the Prima Gadim in Shin Samach Beis. I brought it for you in Lamed Gimel, where he says that since there's an Isser Yichud for one woman to be there with two men, so if they did it anyway, then we're going to say, fine, but you don't count. You don't get a heter.
The Aruch HaShulchan said a married couple counts as one.
Right, that was my next piece. Is the Aruch HaShulchan in Shin Samach Gimel. I didn't bring it on the sheet, but in Shin Samach Gimel, he says that a married couple counts as one person, which was interesting. So I still have a bunch of things I want to make sure to get in the next 5 minutes, so I'm going to see how much I can do. In terms of the question of when you actually do the tziruv, this was one of those issues where I just said we're not going to see this now. We're going to see this anyway when we get to Erev Chatzeros. The Gemara has a discussion about do you count from the moment Shabbos enters or from right now in terms of when there are three people who qualify. What if somebody died? What if somebody who came in? Whatever, somebody who kept Bar Mitzvah on Shabbos, whatever it is. So the psak of the Gemara, as well as everybody afterwards, is to follow Rav Huna to go with the start of Shabbos. That's what we work with. A shayara that encloses six spaces, six sa'ah, but two of those are open. Those, you have three people, you're qualified for base assignment for each, but you only need four. So what do you do? So the tour in Shin Samach says that they can do as much as they want as long as it's not more than base assignment beyond their sarech. Right, that's the position that he takes. In other words, you can't have a Beis Sasayim Panui. So the Beis Yosef writing on that, I brought you in Lamed Dalet, Umash Kasva Shalakifa Yosef Kedech Tzarcham, Shalayit Shar Beis Sasayim Panui, Gam Zesha. Miu Kasav Sham Hamordechai, the Hainu Beshe Kifo Yosef Al Sheish, Avalam Loi Kifo Yosef Al Sheish, if they didn't do more than six, then Al Beshe'ish Beis Sasayim Panui, Kame Shem Gimel Shari, you're okay. You can do up to six, and don't worry about the surplus within the six. And he said, I'll prove it to you from Rav Gidol. Because when Rav Gidol gave his classic case, he needed to give me a case in which, he said, three would be usher in five if they only needed five and they enclosed seven. Why didn't he give the case in which they only needed four and they enclosed six? That tells me that if they only needed four and they closed six, they would still be okay. That's the Beis Yosef's argument. The Bach says, I don't know what you're talking about. How could you, the Beis Yosef, rule leniently against Rashi, right? Who said, I mean, no one else has had a problem in this sugya. He said, how can you rule leniently against Rashi? Rashi said on Veloponui Mikhailim, he said explicitly, if they have three but they leave Beis Asayim open, it's no good. And I can explain Rav Gittel's language also. He says, don't be lenient. In terms of the Acharon and the Mishnah Berurah, Shin Samach Ches quotes you the Tazel, the Arabah, the Gon Yaakov, who say that all, and he says that all the Rishonim, the Sharon Tzion fills in for you, Rambam, Rashba, Ritva, Rabbeinu Hananel, all side with the Bach. no baseless I am open, even if it's just six total that are enclosed. The Nesiva Shabbos personally sides with the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch in Tezvav Yudches, permitting if there's an open space of Beis Asayim. For more, see the Prima Gadim in Mishpat Zav Beis, as well as the Sefer Shabbos in Shin Samach Vav. Note from the Bris Avram that this problem does not apply if it's a Diras Keva, he says. It also doesn't apply if you have no way to shrink the enclosure, since that shows there is a reason for the large enclosure. It isn't unnecessary. That goes back to our point about Tzorech. The,
okay. That's even more lenient, though.
Yes.
That's,
yeah. Last bit, Yachid. So everyone agrees that the Yachid gets Beis Asayim in a Bika, and according to most, whatever most means, I guess, in Yishuv, right, per the Torah and the Aruch HaShulchan and our discussions. What do two people get? Do two people get Beis Asayim, or do two people get Forsa'ah? So I brought you a few sources on the sheet, but I'm just going to say it straight out of it. The Avodah HaKodesh says two get Beis Asayim, not four. The Meiri, writing on our Gemara on the Mishnah, brings two views, whether it's two or four. The Beis Yosef in Shin Samach is not sure if it's only Beis Asayim for two people, or each gets Beis Asayim. And he says, look at the case in Tzadi Gimel, right, where we said you give three Beis Asayim if it's one, one, and one. Now, I wasn't clear on what that proved. And he himself says, well, that could be different since each one has his own karfeif. The Bach says, I don't know what you're talking about. First of all, on Tzadi Gimel, Rashi says Beis Asayim for two. Rashi is very clear. Because when the middle case of the three is the larger one, right, when it's the Ford, or Dodge, or whatever it was, in Chevy, thank you. It's a Chevy insignia, and it's one, one, and one. The Gemara says that if either one is more than Beis Asayim, this is no good. Even though you have more than one person, right, in the space, even though you have two people in the space, right? And the Rambam is clearly like this as well. And did it for the Shulta Gibarim, did it for Rabbeinu Yohanan. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. It's Beis Asayim for two. There's a good argument on this in the Tosefes Shabbos. He says, of course it's only Beis Asayim. The Gemara makes a point of saying that one person gets Beis Asayim, two gets Beis Asayim, three is a Shayara, so they get six.
Isn't that the Meiri's, right?
Could be.
I didn't see Joseph Shabbos when I saw that.
Okay, right? It could be the Meiri said it also. I don't remember him saying it, but it's entirely possible. But he says, if the two had four, then there'd be no chiddush in saying that the three get six. But of course the three get six. You did patterns when you were in, like, grade whatever. That's the way it works. The Langer book, in footnote 40 in this sugya, brings you the Taz Magen Avraham Eliyarabba, Mishnah Brura Rav Vana Rabbeinu Yeruchim, quoted Eliyarabba, the Piskei Riaz, as well as that's the sound of the Shulchan Aruch, that it's Beis Asayim. Against that, the Meiri does bring the opposing view. The Evan HaOzer rules that way. And Rabbeinu Yohanan has two Girsas. Fundamentally, you know what that means. It means it's Beis Asayim. That's the conclusion. All right. Shkayach.
I was a little quicker than I should have.